Welcome to the latest Ashes podcast. Day one in Brisbane. England had a pretty good day. Australia closing on 273 for 8. Brad Haddin making 78 not out. Mitchell Johnson 64. Stuart Broad, the star for England, with 5 for 65. Al, just give us your thoughts on that. A pretty good day for England, but one that I think sort of swung both ways, which is interesting for the neutrals, I suppose.
Yeah, fascinating day's cricket. The hype coming up to the opening Ashes test match was unbelievable in Australia, and now they're actually out on the field of play. The efforts are being rewarded on both sides.
Now, England started like a train, I suppose you could say, reducing Australia to 132 for 6. Then we had this fight back. Brad Haddin and Mitchell Johnson putting on more than 100. England chipping in late on, as I say, the game really going both ways. Brad Haddin really is now the key for Australia if they are to try and get any, even to their first target, I suppose, to get over 300. But he really is the key for them now.
Yeah, I think if England can keep them below 300, they'll be very happy. If they go further than 320, then Australia will feel that they're in the driving seat.
I think Mitchell Johnson sort of come out after the close of play, so he feels they're in a strong position. Ryan Harris, no mug with the bat, of course. He can hang around. Nathan Lyon, not so sure whether he's got the sort of stick ability. But what sort of score do you think Australia can achieve and will be targeting tomorrow?
Well, I think England obviously will be coming out to get those two early wickets and keep it below 300. I think if Australia, as I said, can get over 320, then they'll be really, really happy. And if they can go further and get 350, then certainly they will be very pleased.
That's certainly where I think they'll be putting the upper end of their target. They can get to 350. And there's no reason if Haddin gets going, he's got a good record, certainly at Brisbane, and not a bad one against England, that they can't do that. A word or two on Stuart Broad. I mean, there's been so much interesting build-up. The Brisbane newspapers trying to tell people, no, don't encourage him, don't talk to him, don't do anything. And he's the one who's actually come out and silenced his critics with his fifth Ashes five-wicket haul.
Well, I always think it's a mistake to rile a quick bowler. I remember Devon Malcolm.
Or a medium, as they called him.
well, exactly. And, you know, I remember Devon Malcolm being wound up by the South Africans at the Oval Test match, where he took 9 for 27. And I think his figures showed why you shouldn't upset a quick bowler.
Well, there's certainly not an English quick bowler, but they're great for England. But Stuart Broad has come out and you know, produced on day one of the Ashes.
Yeah, I mean, fantastic. He is a bowler that if he can perform like that in every game, his consistency has been a concern in the past, but if he can just keep that going, then I can see him rattling through the Australian top order on a number of occasions.
And he does seem to like playing against them, as his record would suggest. One final point to finish with, and this is quite interesting. In our preview podcast, we spent a bit of time talking about new technology, real-time snickometer, decision reviews. They've all been topped up after 80 overs. How many reviews did we have on the opening day? Not one. So, interesting. I'm sure we will have them and it will come into play, but very, very interesting. No, that's, I think, quite rare, that not a single review.
Yeah, I think there were a few bets that Stuart Broad might be out to a snicko.
Yes, I think that's sort of what's come through this morning. Some interesting odds and everything. So we'll see how that pans out. Al, thank you for your time. And that is it for today's sort of short Ashes podcast. We'll be back tomorrow looking back on day two. Can Australia put England under some pressure?